appearance of Sanatana Goswami. And it's a very special day. He's a very special devotee, born in the 15th century, to a contemporary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I'll speak a little about him. Sanatana Goswami, along with his brothers Anupama and Rupa Goswami, are great scholars in the line of devotional service in our Sampradaya. And they were contemporary with Lord Chaitanya. It was Sanatana Goswami who Lord Chaitanya taught for several months the science of devotional service, and thus he empowered him to write voluminously about the glories of devotional service. And included in his works are the Hari Bhakti Vilas. Sanatana Goswami was born in a Brahmin family. He was a very able person, very nimble-minded. And as time went on, he was posted in the government, and he worked under the Nawab, who was ruling at that time in his area. The area was ruled by Mohammedans, and he rose to a position of government minister. He was very learned in Sanskrit and Persian and Bengali. And after many years of service, when he heard of Lord Chaitanya, he went to meet him and decided that it would be time for retirement. And as it happened in that society, he was also somewhat rejected from Hindu society because of his intimate association with the Mohammedan rulers. Nonetheless, he persevered in his studies, and as he heard about Lord Chaitanya, he decided to go and meet him. And he was instructed for several months by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You can read about this instruction and the essence of the instruction given in the Chaitanya Chaitamrita, the science of devotional service. So he became very learned, and he began to conduct classes. He conducted Bhagavatam classes in his home. He called in sick, and after some time, when his boss realized that he wasn't coming in, he went to see him and discovered that he was holding classes in his home, and he wasn't actually sick. So for a time he was arrested and held prisoner for these sick reports. And somehow, by the mercy of the Lord, he was able to escape from that prison. He had some savings accumulated, and he agreed that one jailer there would help him if he gave him certain compensation. So he was able to escape and went over a very difficult jungle and hill track to come to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the course of their meeting, Sanatana Goswami, who was a very learned person, actually at the beginning of their meeting, he presented himself as a person without knowledge, even though he had vast knowledge of so many languages and other matters dealing with administration and government. He characterized himself as being unknowing, and his first words to Lord Chaitanya were, "Ke ami," or "Who am I?" This is how he began. And this, Prabhupada comments, is the proper attitude for someone entering spiritual life to have. Even if one may be very learned or very revered from a material point of view, when one enters into devotional life, one should present oneself as very humble and very ignorant before spiritual authorities. So this is the way he presented himself, and he absorbed many, many days and hours of instruction for a period of a little over 90 days. And in this way he became empowered. Now during the course of this instruction, because Sanatana Goswami was also very affluent, he was wearing a very opulent looking cloak or kind of blanket. It's multicolored, like an Afghan we call it. So he noticed that Lord Chaitanya was looking at this kind of askance, and he could tell that somehow there was something wrong in his attire. So he decided to shed this as a kind of last vestige of his opulent life. So he went to the Ganga and saw a very elderly Brahmin and asked him, who was wearing a very torn quilt. And he asked him, could I trade you? And the Brahmin thought he was joking. He said, don't try to make fun of me. I'm just an old man. Obviously, you're not going to give away such a nice, fine piece of silken cloth. He said, no, I'm serious. I want to give this to you as a gift and take yours in return. So finally he convinced him, and the Brahmin gave him his old torn quilt. Then Sanatan returned to take instructions from Lord Chaitanya, and as soon as he saw Lord Chaitanya, he saw that the Lord was very happy, very pleased with him, and he knew that he had done the right thing. That this, he considered, was his last vestige of attachment to material life. And he began to study and study more and more and hear from Lord Chaitanya. And he could understand that the spiritual master, in this case Lord Chaitanya, was very pleased with him for his action. So he became a great mendicant and wore mostly only a loincloth. And Lord Chaitanya sent him to Vrindavan. And one of his missions was to excavate holy places that had been covered over in the course of time and lost to humanity in the holy city of Vrindavan. And then Lord Chaitanya said, and I will come to join you there. But unfortunately for Sanatan, fortunately in another way, Lord Chaitanya didn't make that next trip to Vrindavan. Sanatan Goswami established the deity of Radha Madan Mohan. They're the same deity's names that we have here, Radha Madan Mohan. And the temple of Radha Madan Mohan is still visited by millions of pilgrims who come from all over, especially India, but all over the world now, to see the temple of Radha Madan Mohan. And they are considered the deities that remind us about our relationship with the Supreme Lord, that we're all servants of God, that we all have a relationship with Krishna, and that the essence of that relationship, or to develop that relationship, is to engage in devotional service to the Supreme Lord. Well, this was Sanatan's teaching, and he wrote many, many, many books. And sometimes, how many of you have been to Mathura or Vrindavan? You know, if you go there during Kartik season or a little later, it gets very cold. Sanatan lived writing in caves under trees by sacred lakes and in forests, and was constantly writing his realizations, and his books are still studied by great scholars. And sometimes it was very cold, and can you imagine only wearing a loincloth even at night in the winter? Very cold. And apart from being a great scholar, he was also a great tapasvi. He would circumambulate the entire 17 miles, 25 kilometers of Govardhan Hill, Giri Govardhan, every day of his life. And he would offer 1,008 dandavats to the Vaishnavas. So at age 65, he was still circumambulating. He was studying and reading and writing, one of the most prolific authors of the Sampradaya. But he was circumambulating Govardhan Hill. And Lord Giriraj himself, the personification of the hill, came to him and said, Sanatan, you're growing very elderly. I think that I want to save you the effort of walking around this mountain, Govardhan Hill, every day. So if you'll just take this shila, and he took a rock from the hill of Govardhan and placed it before him, and circumambulate this rock every day, this Govardhan shila will be equivalent to going around the entire Govardhan Hill. So then Krishna stood upon this rock in his beautiful threefold bending form, and with one hand was holding a goad for the calves, and the rock, feeling the caress of the Lord's lotus sole of his foot, melted in ecstatic bliss and left a footprint. And this shila with Krishna's footprint in it is still visible and available to see in the Radha Damodara temple in Vrindavan, the same temple where Srila Prabhupada spent about 5.5 years writing the first volume of first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So you can also go and see that if you go to the Radha Damodara temple, that wonderful shila with Krishna's beautiful footprint in it. So he circumambulated every day this shila, this Govardhan shila, and that was the same, according to the Lord, as going around the entire Govardhan Hill. among the many things that Sanatana Goswami taught was the principle of devotional service. That devotional service was something that, even though he was a great tapasvi and mendicant, he taught that devotional service could be practiced anywhere, at any time, by anyone. And his writings and those of Rupa Goswami teach us that devotional service begins from birth, begins from childhood. It doesn't have to wait until the time of retirement. And devotional service, as taught by Prabhupada, everyone begins some form of devotional service right in the beginning of their association with devotees. And everyone who has children also begins to teach. And as yesterday we were at the function of Krishnananda, who is about to have a child, and we discussed how important it is, how sacred it is that one can bring a Krishna conscious child into the world. It was also mentioned that even within the womb, before birth, the auditory sense is active and one can hear, and the child within the womb can hear. So like in the case of Prahlad Maharaj and others, spiritual instruction was given to Prahlad Maharaj, in that case by Narada Muni, and he heard the chanting, he heard the philosophy of Krishna consciousness while he was still in the womb. So to bring such persons into the world and raise them from childhood as devotees of Krishna is a very sacred and very important duty. In fact, one's spiritual acumen, one's spiritual accomplishments are sometimes judged by how many one influences to be Krishna conscious, or how many one can rescue from the material predicament in which we all find ourselves and bring them back to the spiritual world. So we're going to spend a few minutes, now that you have your beads, chanting one round of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This chanting was also taught by Sanatana Goswami and all the great acharyas in the line of disciple succession. This is the Yuga Dharma, the method of God realization recommended in the Shastras for this age of Kali. And anywhere you go, you can practice it and begin immediately the process of devotional service. So if everyone can take a look at your beads, you have one bead that has a little bit of rope or string hanging from it. That's the summit bead. So the bead right next to it is the bead we begin on. And with its third finger and thumb, these two fingers, we chant the whole Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. There it is up above the alcove, all the words if you're not familiar with it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we'll begin, and when we finish, it will be time for arti. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, thank you. So that's called one round of japa, and at one time all the Vaishnavas in our sampradaya were chanting that much, 64 of those every day. But we don't have to chant so many. We can start with one and then gradually work up to get more. So we'll stand for arti in a few moments. Yeah, if you don't want to ask anything or make a comment, this is an interactive night. Yeah. Okay, I think I understand. He's asking, we say, all glories to the assembled devotees. And is that karma? Because we're giving something good. So maybe we won't have time to answer this completely, but we can talk afterwards. When we glorify a Vaishnava or a devotee, it's actually a karma or not karma, because the definition of a Vaishnava is that he is operating in the realm of non-karmic activity. Just as when one eats prasadam, it is called karma-free. So devotional activities, whether eating prasadam, chanting the Lord's name, offering the deity some form of puja or service, or just offering obeisances to the devotees, vancha kalpa trugrishya, that is a way of ridding ourselves of karma, because karma is ultimately burned away by the Supreme Lord, and it cannot be burned away by any material motive. So if we offer respect to devotees and offer our obeisances, we're expressing great humility, and we're gradually freeing ourselves from karmic bonds. So we can all stand, rise for arti. Abhisthayo Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namah.
Shunyavari Vasya Jyare Sukhare Namaste Saraswati Jiva Jaya Jaya Gaura Chande Aroti Zosova Jaya Jaya Gaura Chande Aroti Zosova Jaya Vishana Vane Bhajikara Kala Madhu Yadu Jango Bhage Paramaratala Jango Bhage Jango Bhage Madhu 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 Jala mala, jala jeje bala mala, gori jala mala, jala jeje bala Bye. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Thank you all for coming on the Abhibhava Day, the appearance day, Maha Mahotsava of Krishna and Balaram. Actually, this is Balaram's appearance day. We say Krishna and Balaram because Krishna and Balaram are none different. We have our Krishna Balaram Mandir in Vrindavan. And for those of you who haven't been, next time you go to Vrindavan or to Mathura, please go to the temple, the Krishna Balaram ISKCON temple on Bhaktivedanta Swami Marg Road. It's the second most popular temple in Vrindavan after Monkey Vihari. So please go and you'll see a beautiful deity of Krishna Balaram. Actually, on the altar we saw earlier, if you were looking closely, at the feet of Lord Nityananda is a picture of Lord Balaram from that temple. Very beautiful picture. And of course, in Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition, Lord Balaram and Lord Nityananda Ram are worshipped as the same person. We'll talk about that momentarily. We have a very nice feast prepared. And at about 8:15, the weather is definitely permitting today, we'll take the feast outside. So we'll have a little kirtan and I'll speak a little about Balaramji, and then we'll repair to the outside.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Balaba Kire Bharatari. Gopi Jana Balaba Kire Bharatari. Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Randana. Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Randana. Yamuna Tiyadana Chari. Yamuna Diyavana Chari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Balaba Giri Bharathari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Randana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Randana. Yamuna Jira Bona Sari. Yamuna Jira Bona Sari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, O Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, O Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram.
Jaya Om Vishnu Pad Vanamansa Parivrajaka Chacha Sodara Sarashi Shimad is Divine Grace AC Bhakti Vedanta Goswami Maharaj Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jaya Vishnu Bhad Paramahansa Paribrajaka Charja Sotara Sri Shri Shri Maharaj Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jaya Iskan Pandara Charja Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya Namacharja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jaya Prem Sagaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Sri Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jaya Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gaur Gopinath Shyam Kundar Arakunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jaya Shri Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Shri Shri Navarit Dham Ki Jai, Shri Jamayapur Dham Ki Jai, Shri Jamathura Dham Ki Jai, Shri Shri Agnapuri Dham Ki Jai, Shri Shri Ayodhya Dham Ki Jai, Tulasi Devi Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Gangamaya Ki Jai, Jamunamaya Ki Jai, Gaur Premanandi, Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai, Shri Shri Brihat Mridanga Ki Jai, Transcendental Prasadam Distribution Ki Jai, Shri Shri Gornitaya Ki Jai, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai, Shri Shri Radhamarana Mahana Ki Jai, Shri Shri Lord Balaram Ji Anubhava Mahamahotsava Ki Jai Shri Shri Balaram Ji Abhibhava Mahamahotsava Ki Jai Shri Shri Balaram Ji Abhibhava Mahamahotsava Ki Jai Shama Veta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai All glorious the assembled devotees. All glorious the assembled devotees. All glorious the assembled devotees. All glorious the Shri Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Today we're honoring Balaramji. Balaramji is appearing as Lord Nityananda Ram in Chaitanya Leela 500 years ago, so we're also glorifying him. And you notice there is beautiful decorations on the altars. There are also beautiful decorations on Radha Krishna Julan. Today is the last day of the festival of Radha Krishna Julan, Yatra, and we're honoring Lord Balaram today as the first expansion of Lord Krishna. Next week, remember, next Monday is the appearance day of Lord Krishna, and that's the biggest festival we hold here in the temple, and it goes right up to midnight. So please come and spend as much time as you can. I know it's a very late night, maybe not all of you will be able to stay till midnight, but we'll have a midnight aarti ceremony to honor the appearance of Lord Krishna, who appeared at midnight. And today, of course, with a feast and a nice kirtan, we're honoring Lord Balaram. Lord Balaram is the elder brother of Krishna, and as you see in the picture, he is whitish in complexion. Those of you who have been to the temple, Krishna Balaram Mandir Vrindavan, see the beautiful deities in white and black marble of Krishna and Balaram. So Balaram appeared as the son of Devaki. He was the seventh son of Devaki, and he appeared actually in the room of Rohini. Before, as in Krishna Leela, we read, before the birth of Krishna Balaram or his appearance in the womb of Devaki, Devaki had the six sons of Marichi, who were all killed by the cruel King Kamsa. This was a part of a karmic performance in which they were again reborn. And these six sons of Marichi are sometimes described as the Garbha Asuras, or symbolic representations of anarthas or offenses that occur within the mind of a conditioned soul. So they are kam, krodh, lobh, moha, mada, matsarya, lust, anger, greed, illusion, moha, mada, madness, and matsarya, envy. One of the symbolic representations is to know that these are the impurities which we hope to become rid of or become cured of. In the material world, we're subject to these six things: lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness, and envy. So it was a symbolic form of representation of purification for Devaki. Then when it came time for her seventh pregnancy, Krishna actually sent Yogamaya. And at this time, he also wanted Balaram to appear. And Balaram was attracted through Devaki, through Yogamaya, through the womb of Devaki, to the womb of Rohini. And through the agency of Yogamaya, the power of Krishna, Balaram appeared in the womb of Rohini, another wife of Vasudeva, and he became glorified throughout history. But in the Krishna Leela, it is understood or thought of that at this time, this was the seventh pregnancy of Devaki, according to Kamsa's view, this was an aborted or miscarriage of her pregnancy. And then Krishna became the very feared eighth son, who was destined to do away with Kamsa. So this is the history of Balaram. Balaram has great power. Bala, Rama, they mean, Rama means energy or happiness or joy. Bala means strength. And the very force of which the universe is made or sustained, we call gravity, is actually the force of Balaram, the first expansion of Krishna. He is known as gravity, or the force which keeps all the planets floating in the universe. That is the spiritual energy of Balaram, or Bala, or strength. Everything is moving, maya dakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam, according to the desires of Krishna. And this is Krishna's manifestation of strength, that he is floating millions of planets in the sky, in the universe, in the ether, in outer space, effortlessly. This is going on by the energy, the attractive force of Balaram. So Balaram represents many things. He's very happy and also very, very powerful. He had the strength of unlimited strength. Sometimes he was defeating demons who had the strength of thousands and thousands of elephants. And he was able to very easily dispatch them because of his infinite strength. So when we pray to Balaram, we're also praying to Nityananda Ram. And I'm going to read a section from Srila Prabhupada's lecture in Bhubaneswar in 1977. It was actually on the appearance day of Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda's appearance day is a very important day, coming just before Gaur Purnim in our tradition. And in many ways, because he's representing Lord Balaram, Prabhupada speaks of them in a way that they're almost identical, or their activities are very consistent. Lord Nityananda and Lord Balaram are spiritual masters. Lord Nityananda is considered the original spiritual master, and sometimes we call him Nityananda Ram in honor of Lord Balaram. So this is in Bhubaneswar. This lecture was recorded in 1977, 20 years ago, by Srila Prabhupada. This is the appearance day of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu, Prabhupada says, is Baladev. Baladeva Tattva, Vrajendranandana Ye Sachi Sutta Haile Se Balarama Haile Nitai, who was formerly the son of Nanda Maharaj, he has appeared as the son of Sachi Devi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mother's name was Sachi Devi. So Krishna,
Krishna is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Balaram is Nityananda Prabhu. Prajendra Nandana ye Sachi Sutta highly say Balaram highly nitai. So Balaram, in the Vedic literature, it is said, Nayamatma Bala Hinena Laba, Nabahona Shrutena. So Bala means strength. Sometimes, some rascal philosophers, they take it that Bala means bodily strength. They propagate this philosophy that unless you are bodily, stout and strong, you cannot achieve spiritual salvation. You must be very strong and stout, and eat meat and fight, and then you will get next spiritual birth. No, this bala, this strength, is different. This is spiritual strength. The difficulty of the present situation is that actually we are moving on account of spiritual strength, but they have no information of their spiritual strength. They are thinking of material strength. That is expressed here. Ahankare matahoya nitai pada pashariya astyera sata korimane. This is due to ahankar. Ahankar vimudhatmaka tahamiti manyate. Those who are vimudha, especially rascal, mudhas, rascals, and vi means vishesha, visheshanam, particularly ahankara vimudhatma. The same thing which is spoken in the Bhagavad Gita. Narottam Das Thakur says the same thing in plain Bengali language. Ahankare matahaya nitai pada. By the spell of maya, ahankara vimudhatmaka tahamiti manyute, they are thinking that we are independent. We can do whatever we like. This is called ahankara vimudhatma. Under false pretext, false prestige, everyone is thinking that we are independent. We can find out the solution of the problems of life by material adjustment. So that is our material disease, ahankara vimudhatma. Bewildered, they do not understand that the real strength is spiritual strength. We see daily that a very strong man, very powerful man, very good brain, very good scientist, so where is the strength? The strength is Atma. As soon as the Atma or the soul goes out of this body, so intelligent, so strong, and so many things, that is nothing. That is the difference between dead man and living man. A living man is very powerful. Very good position, everything. As soon as he lies down, he is lying down on the floor, and if you kick him on his face, he'll not protest. He is dead. So where is that strength? That strength is gone. That is spiritual strength. On the spiritual strength, the body moves. Suppose you have got a very good car, Mercedes car, Rolls Royce car, but when there is no petrol, how the car will move? It is not possible. There is spirit, petrol spirit. Similarly, real strength is spiritual strength. That spiritual strength is Balaram. Bala means strength. Therefore, we have to take shelter of the lotus feet of Balaram, Guru Tattva. Balaram means Guru Tattva. Balaram represents Guru. Yasya Prasada Bhagavat Prasada. If we want to understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if we want to understand Krishna, then we must take shelter of Balaram. Sometimes in lectures, Prabhupada would inform us that everyone gets strength from Krishna or God. In this case, we're speaking of Balaram. Even those who profess empirical or atheistic philosophies, they get their strength from Balaram. For a long time, Hare Krishna devotees were living and practicing and preaching and propagating Krishna consciousness underground throughout the former Soviet Union. And they were being opposed by a very powerful force, a communistic-styled government, a dictatorship, a totalitarian state, which was very atheistic and institutionalized in many ways and propagated this institutionalized atheism. But the very strength which was exercised and the great fear that this government created in its people was actually due to Balaram. Because all strength, even material strength, is derived from spiritual strength, as Prabhupada is intimating here. So whatever strength there is in the force of an atheistic argument, whatever strength there is in the force of the notion that everything can be understood by empirical knowledge, all of that intelligence, all of that strength, all of that power, it's actually coming from Balaram. So when we remember Balaram, we remember that the source of all of our energy, the source of all our intelligence, all of our views, our dexterity, our capability, everything that we do, every bit of power that we possess is coming through Balaramji from Lord Krishna. And as Prabhupada was intimating also, kartahamiti manyate, as it is said in Bhagavad Gita, it appears that we're doing everything. And it's the notion of the materialistically inclined person to think that whatever I've done, whatever I've amassed, or whatever I've accumulated, however great my dynasty, or my family, my business, my reputation is, that I've done all myself, due to my strength, because I have amassed a certain amount of intelligence to how to manipulate or maneuver this material world and to gather all these forces at my disposal. And again, when the materialistically inclined person doesn't succeed or has success and then loses that success by the force of karma, that person thinks, oh, why has this happened? God has done this to me. Why has God taken everything away? I don't trust God. I don't believe in God anymore. That's the mammonist or materialistic philosophy. If anything good happens, it's due to my power. Anything bad happens, it's due to God. He took it away. This sometimes we call it the victim complex. If anything bad happens to me, I'm a victim of forces beyond me. God has done this horrible thing to me. And if I'm successful, it's because of my own strength. So there were many great personalities in history who had power, like Ravana. Ravana was even actually very expert in Vedic knowledge. But he was against Lord Ram. He was against Balaram as well. And he was against the sense of there being a higher intelligence other than him. So ultimately, even though he had so much power, built a city of gold, was able to burrow a tunnel under the surface of the earth all the way to Brazil, according to Srila Prabhupada and other Puranas, still he lost everything at the hands of Lord Ram. He was defeated because the one thing that was most important, the source of all his strength, the source of all his intelligence energy, wasn't properly recognized. He thought it was within himself, and therefore he was defeated by Lord Ram. Without the mercy of Balaram, you cannot understand. You cannot realize your spiritual identification. So Balaram comes as Nityananda Prabhu. Balaram Haile Nitai. Therefore, we must take shelter of Balaram. This song has been sung by Narottam Das Thakur. Nitai Parakamalam Koti Chandra Sushitala. If we take shelter of Nityananda Prabhu, then we get peace. Koti Chandra Sushitala. Just like in daytime, especially in the summer season, we become very much exasperated. But at night, in the evening, as soon as there is moonshine, we become very much satisfied. Everybody was very happy after they got doused that it was cool and pleasant last night and today. So, the moonshine makes us feel very satisfied. All the day's labor and fatigue is immediately removed. So, Nitai Parakamalam, the shade of Balarama, or Nityananda's lotus feet, is Koti Chandra Sushitala, as pleasing as one crore of moonshine. One moonshine gives us so much pleasure. If we want actually peace of mind, if we actually want to be free from material fatigue, then we must take shelter of Lord Balaram, Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu is the strength. Lord Balaram is the spiritual strength. And without strength, you cannot approach Krishna. Nayamatma pravacha. Simply by talking nonsense. Nayamatma pravachane na labha. If you are a good speaker, that does not mean you'll understand yourself. Na medaya. Neither by good brain. Because you have got very good brain, you'll understand Krishna. No. Nayamatma pravachane na labho no madaya na bahuna shrutena. If you think that you are a very good scholar, university degree holder, then you'll understand, no, this is not possible. So we must have spiritual strength. That source of spiritual strength is Balaram. Krishna is manifesting himself through Balaram. So we have to take shelter of Balaram and Nityananda Prabhu. The whole world is suffering. But if you want peace, then you take shelter of Nityananda Prabhu. Our real aim of life, how to go back home, back to Godhead, and associate with Radha Krishna. Unless you come to Radha Krishna, you cannot get real pleasure. If you want to dance and get pleasure, don't dance independently. Dance with Krishna. Then you'll be happy. When the in 1969, devotees had recorded the Hare Krishna mantra, we were invited to go with Prabhupada from London to to Amsterdam and appear on a television program. This program featured the popular songs of the day, and it so happened that Hare Krishna was a popular song of the day in those days. So they had some dancing going on all the time during this half-hour live television broadcast. And we were to sing the Hare Krishna mantra while the go-go dancers, girls scantily clad, were gyrating on the bleachers. So Prabhupada kind of came in and looked around and watched all this motion, and we were a little mortified. Oh my, what's he going to say now? My gosh, this is horrible. How did we let Prabhupada walk into this? And he looked at them, and he looked back at us, and he looked up at the girls, and he looked back at us, and he said, just see, they're not even symmetrical. They were all, you know, wiggling in different motions, different ways. So that's a kind of dancing without Krishna. And didn't look very orderly to Prabhupada at all. So on another occasion, we were on a similar television program, and Prabhupada said, we cannot dance like that. We cannot allow such dancing to go on while we're chanting. So we requested the producer of the program that we would do our own dancing, and we would like to have, at least for this one particular number, the elimination of the go-go girls. So it was a live program, and it was a situation where if he said no, we would have to say, well, we're not going to perform that. And that's exactly what happened. So he became quite enraged, to put it mildly, but he couldn't do anything, and the program went on, and it was actually very nice, very ecstatic. But we earned a bad reputation with the program's director. You can't have everything. We had Krishna, so we were quite happy, and the viewing audience was very happy with the way it looked. Anyway, that's dancing without Krishna, not very satisfying. So Prabhupada goes on to say, dancing without association of Krishna, just like here in our temple, we are also eating, but we are eating the remnants of foodstuffs left by Krishna. That is real pleasure. It is not that we are stopping eating. We are not stopping eating. We are not dry philosophers. All over the world, we are eating Krishna prasadam, and we have got good experience. At least 10,000 men and women, they are taking Krishna prasadam, but we have no anxiety. We have no anxiety. So I think that's a good note to end on, because prasadam is being prepared. It is prepared for everyone. And we couldn't help but notice that last night, many of our dear friends must have the image of, especially in the summertime, coming and having a wonderful picnic. And unfortunately, we kind of got rained out. But it's very gratifying to see all of you here tonight. And we have a wonderful feast prepared by a number of devotees, including Abhayashray, Priyavrata, Bhakta Brian. Who else cooked today? No? Not you. Who? Vishaka? Mother Vishaka? Huh? Mother Jamuna, yes. Lakshmana and Sriman Prabhu's wife? Huh? Nirguna, her name is Nirguna. So we want to thank in advance all of the wonderful cooks who cooked with such devotion for Lord Balaram. Hare Krishna. Rishikananda will make an announcement, a brief announcement, and then we'll repair to the outside, the out-of-doors, great outdoors, and have prasadam.
Hare Krishna. Only one small announcement. At today's feast has been sponsored by a very nice devotee. He's recently been coming to our temple. He's very young, new to the United States. But like all new young entrepreneurs, he's trying to carve a little niche for himself in society. But he's also, along with it, he's maintaining very high devotional principles, chanting Hare Krishna, and contributing towards the temple. And when the opportunity came, he decided to sponsor today's very, very big feast. Abhayashray really has gone out of his way with the other devotees. So I like to, I mean, he's very humble, but there's only one way to call him on. I'd like to call Hanuman Prabhu to please come. Hanuman, come on. Hanuman Kumagiri Prabhu.
Hanuman is, of course, nobody that walks across this threshold is ordinary, but he's not an ordinary person. And one of the ways we know this is that he told me something yesterday. We were talking about how there had been a new ruling, or a 12-page document issued by the President of the United States saying that people work in federal government offices should, and it's a good idea, to speak about religion during their breaks. Hanuman Prabhu works for the National Medical Library up on Georgetown? Wisconsin Avenue. And he told me that he works at a computer. He's an engineer. And on the computer, he has a screensaver. And that screensaver, which, you know, when the computer's not in use, it shows a picture, a colored picture. It's a picture of Krishna coming toward Bhishma with, that you've seen, with his chariot wheel spinning like a chakra, and Arjuna sort of tackling Krishna as if to tell him not to attack Bhishma. And Bhishma is standing there like this, waiting for the attack of Krishna. It's a very famous painting by our Parikshit Das. So this is the picture on his screensaver, and it's been there for quite some time. And well, every time there's a little lull and he's not actually on the computer, that screensaver goes on. So for weeks now, his colleagues at work have been coming up to him and saying, wow, that's far out. That's amazing. That's beautiful. And he spends sometimes half an hour explaining to them who these great personalities are. Arjuna, Krishna, and Bhishma. Arigo, Hanuman, Bhishma. So Krishna consciousness through people like Hanuman is rapidly spreading in the workplace, especially the federal workplace.
So please don't forget, next week, Monday, everyone should take off from work. Or take Tuesday off and come here Monday night. So from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m., we'll be having a very wonderful festival. We're putting up a pandal, so many tents. And please, as you're leaving, don't forget to take prasadam. I know, it's going to be over soon. From 7 p.m. to 1 a.m., we're going to have a very beautiful festival. Kirtan, bhajans, dramas, everything. So you must come for that program. And also on Sunday, as our normal feast Sunday program. So we'll say the prasadam prayers, and then we'll all take prasadam. Shri Shri Baladev ki jai. Sarira avijajal. Jodendriya taikal. Jiva phule visaya sagare. Tarama jivati. Lobo moi sudarmati. Takitita katina samsare. Krishna bora doyamoi. Kori bara jiva jai. Swaprasadana dilobai. Senam ritapal. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gunagal Premadaiko Shri Chaitanya Nitai Jaini Mai Jaini Tai Shri Shri Baladev Mahaprasad Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Please eat as much as you can. What you can eat, carry home. And drive home safely. Hare Krishna.